talking right now with the general manager of the Strathroy Rockets, Andrew Frelette. The team coming out with a pretty big, to the point, statement this past week regarding the future and addressing relocation rumors with the Strathroy Rockets. Why the need to come out with that statement, in your opinion?
It's been a topic of conversation ever since we took over the team, and understandably so. You know, the optics when, you know, people that aren't traditionally from the area take over, you know, a team that's loved by many, you know, it's usually a question that comes out. So I felt it was necessary to have a statement like that, just because it's been something that's, you know, been the topic of conversation since we came into operating the team. And, you know, up until, you know, even after, you know, the season, people were asking if we were relocating, and some people were a little more straightforward, saying that they've heard it from many people that we were. And I just felt it was really necessary. Myself and our community committee that we're going to be announcing soon felt it was necessary to reiterate our intent to stay.
Yeah, and you did mention on the release that the last quarter of 2024, you did establish a three-year deal with the municipality for sponsor signage rights at the West Middlesex. So the three-year deal is in place.
Correct. Yeah, and it's something that we're looking to build on. Obviously, you know, work alongside the municipality and show good faith that we're here and we're here to stay, and we have no intentions on moving. So that three-year deal is just the first step forward in what's going to be a long and lengthy relationship. And, you know, just to have something like that, you know, year one is really important, just to signify, you know, this team's not going anywhere.
Yeah, Andrew, and I think one of the reasons why maybe the rumors started earlier on in the season, the Rockets had posted on their website the three camps for the offseason, one being at the Gemini, one being in Burlington, and then the third one with no destination. So that got the rumor mill, I would imagine, going. Why was that posted that way? Maybe you could talk to us a little bit about that.
Yeah, obviously, we were the first ones, you know, in our league to announce camp dates. And we wanted to do that for a specific reason, you know, to get in front. Because when we took over this team, we only had about a month to really take over operations before preseason started. So we didn't really get the opportunity to really put our touch on the team, see how we wanted it to be built. So the reason why we had the identification camp announced in Strathroy at the Gemini was just to signify that, you know, we want to have people know that we are planning to still be here. But the ultimate reason why we did a camp in Burlington was strictly because of resources. Having, you know, that twin pad arena that we operate in Burlington, along with, you know, the gym upstairs, it just makes sense for us to get a really in-depth look at our athletes, see, you know, just with the staff and the resources that we have, not only from a budget standpoint, it makes sense. It's a lot cheaper for us to do it there. And again, just for us to take a look at our athletes' physical and stuff like that, it's really important for us to at least get that insight before we make any commitments to the roster, because our intent is to have a competitive and winning roster, and it's a marathon, not a sprint. So utilizing our resources is just what we're trying to do. And that third camp that's not necessarily, you know, released yet, whether it's location or whatnot, it's just because we don't know exactly when those dates are going to be. That's the only reason why we didn't release a location or a date or anything like that.
1 year done under the new ownership. I saw you at the West Middlesex quite a few times throughout the season. Take us through your thoughts. Was it difficult? Was it something that you and maybe Corey expected, did not expect, as far as, you know, running a team that was 2 hours and change away from where you both reside? How was the season, the opening season, for you from a managerial standpoint?
Well, I can certainly speak for myself. Anytime you take over a team, there's going to be, you know, bumps and bruises along the way. I loved the drive to Strathroy. And I'm sure when you speak to a lot of people that been to Strathroy games or really close to the team, I made sure that I made true to my commitment. We're here. We're going to be present. And I loved it. Like I said, there's bumps and bruises along the way, but that's to be expected when you're in a transition year. There's going to be certain things where, from my perspective, I had to sit back and look at what works, what doesn't work, and, you know, make changes from there. Because if you just come in and make a bunch of changes without knowing what to expect and what works and what doesn't work, you're just going to become public enemy number one right off the gate. We didn't want that.
Absolutely. You mind if I throw you a couple of hockey questions?
Sure.
All right. So obviously the Rockets ended the season before they really wanted to. Tough a stretch, 3 games in 3 nights to make the playoffs. Great attendance that final week at the West Middlesex Memorial Center. The Rockets did average about 258 fans this year at about 170 fan decrease from last year's 428, 39.9% decrease. Unfortunately, was the largest of any team in the Greater Ontario. Is that a concern for you?
Well, not necessarily. Ultimately, when you see the attendance at the last few games, when it really matters and when there's a lot of focus on it, it just shows what can be there. And ultimately, when, again, there's a change of ownership, that's something that plays into consideration too. Like, people want to know what to expect. People don't know what to expect. Like, it's that fine line as well. Like, they want to know what to expect, but they also at the same time don't. And I attribute it to the change. You know, we have to prove to people that we're not just here to run your average hockey club, but we want it to be, you know, really community centered. So I think, you know, the fear of it not being as community driven is something that attributes to that, which is why we were so active in the community year one and only have bigger plans in the future. So it's not a concern for me. Obviously, it's not ideal, but it just shows that we have some work ahead.
And it's a good segue before I ask you the second hockey question. And if people thought the Rockets weren't involved in the community this past year under new ownership, they're mistaken, because your team and the organization was, Andrew.
Yeah, very much so. And, you know, I can't speak on years past, but whenever we were present for events, it was met with great enthusiasm from, you know, the local community. So we're really happy with the strides that we took this year. You know, we only have bigger and better plans coming up.
The second hockey question, unfortunately, the Rockets missed the playoffs this year for the first time in 20 years. I think one of the biggest variables, not the variable, but one of the biggest variables is you're going from a 3-conference system to a 2-conference system, where the Rockets only had to beat one team before this year to get into the postseason. Now there's 4 teams missing the playoffs, all 4 teams this year from the original Western Conference. And I talked with a couple of other GMs, Joe Daniels in St. Thomas, to name one. Does that change your perspective now in the offseason as you're building the next roster? Hey, we got to start older. We got to start stronger, maybe faster. We got to start quicker to get out of the gates, because we can't afford to be slow at the start of the year, because now there's 4 teams missing the playoffs and not just one.
You hit the nail right on the head there. Ever since we aligned the 2 conferences, it's a really, really tight race. You're going to have a lot of teams that should be really high traditionally in standings based off of what the old alignment was. And it just makes that the hockey is stronger. The parity is there. And ultimately, it can attribute to, you know, bad weekends. You saw it with us. We were at one point, we were one of the top rated teams in the division. You know, a couple bad weekends, we were battling for a playoff spot ever since. You know, it's one of those. And I definitely take that into consideration when we're building the roster. Again, you know, we didn't have much time to build this year's roster, and we were relatively successful. We made some drastic changes at the deadline and really built towards the future. Because at the end of the day, you know, we are competitive with every team in the division, regardless of if we're in a playoff spot or not. You know, older players are great. Younger players are hungry. There really is no perfect formula for a winning roster, to be perfectly honest with you. I think it has a big testament on what goes on behind the scenes.
Strathroy Rockets general manager Andrew Frelette squashing any rumors of the team moving after 1 year under new ownership. Very glad to hear that. Thanks for talking hockey with me, Andrew. I appreciate it. Enjoy the off season, and we'll get ready for the next season in Strathroy.
Thanks, Chris.